After attending the Bush Library opening, President Obama flew to Waco, Texas, to attend a memorial service for the victims of last week's fertilizer plant explosion. 14 people were killed in that disaster in the small town of West. 10 of them were firemen, 2 were paramedics. Today's service focused on those first responders.
Before the memorial, bagpipes led a procession of some 4,000 firefighters through Waco. Hundreds of emergency vehicles rolled through the city slowly, lights flashing, many of them draped with black bolts of fabric.
Inside the Farrell Center at Baylor University, 12 caskets were lined up in front of a stage, each draped with an American or Texas state flag. Pictures of the fallen and their families flashed on a big screen, and after a prayer, Texas Governor Rick Perry praised the men who gave their lives to protect their community, noting that they were volunteer firemen.
We will never forget what happened here, nor forget the sacrifices of those who first responded. God bless you, and through you may God continue to bless the great state of Texas. Thank you.
In his remarks, President Obama also acknowledged the sacrifice of those killed, and he referenced heart-wrenching video tributes made by the families of the victims.
I cannot match the power of the voices you just heard on that video. And no words adequately describe the courage that was displayed on that deadly night. What I can do is offer the love and support and prayers of the nation.
President Obama speaking in Texas today at the memorial for those killed in the West Texas fertilizer plant explosion.